if I don't stick with my head and I don't realize that God is the light of my life, He is truth, I can lose it in the dip. I can say, where is God? I can be like Elijah, says, just kill me, just take me. How could he say that? He just called down the power of God. Can you imagine if you had just done that? Then you'd want to die? He was being lied to.
From the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a counselor and coach, and your advocate for the family. Today is the conclusion of Dr. Randy's series, Going Through a Dip. Now, to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
Thank you much, Kurt, and welcome to the Intentional Living Center today as we wrap up the three-day teaching series on Going Through a Dip. Tomorrow, we're going to open the phone lines and focus on the stories of those of you who have been through a dip in your marriage and what God has done. It'll be just a very encouraging program. Today, though, I'm going to take you over to the teaching studio in a moment, and we're going to wrap this up based on Psalm 27, so I hope you'll stick with us. Before we do, however, I want to remind you that just a week from tomorrow, can't believe the time is here, a week from tomorrow, we launch the 2017 fall run of what we call the Intentional Love Marriage Conference Tour. We start in Midland, Michigan, next Friday, the 13th, and then in Jackson on Sunday, the 15th, so next weekend in Michigan, and then the 27th of October in Albuquerque, and then Arizona coming up early in November. It's going to be a fantastic series. You know, I read last night a Harvard study, a 75-year longitudinal study on marriage, about happiness in life, satisfaction, success, and they said the number one thing was good relationships, including a solid marriage. Hello. And so we're here to help you have a solid, godly, exciting, positive marriage. And it adds to your health as well. So come and join us. We have a lot of fun at the Intentional Love Marriage Conference. Deadline's here. Get your tickets today. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. All right, to the teaching studio and going through a dip.
There were three things that David said in this one verse. He says, first of all, the Lord is my light. He didn't say the Lord is a light. He didn't say the Lord was one of many lights. He says the Lord is my light. And it's interesting, you don't see the reference of God as light that often in the Old Testament. And David is saying the Lord is my light and my what? He is my salvation. And what was the third thing? He is my strength. But I thought about these three from the standpoint of head, heart, and hand. It dawns on me, why do we put light anyway? What is the significance of light? Light is to get us out of darkness, is to give us a sense of direction. Light puts the truth. We put something in light because we want to see what's actually happening, right? And to me, when I think of light, light speaks to that part of my being that says, hey, I want to know the truth. Light represents truth. Truth is something that we have to know in our head, something we have to accept. It's not an emotion, it's fact. When I'm in a dip in my life, if I don't stick with my head and I don't realize that God is the light of my life, He is truth, I can lose it in the dip. I can say, where is God? I can be like Elijah, says, just kill me, just take me. How could he say that? He just called down the power of God. Can you imagine if you had just done that? Then you'd want to die? He was being lied to. See? He was tired and fatigued and exhausted. The psalmist says that the Lord is my light and my salvation. And as I was thinking about salvation, I was thinking, for a Christian, when we think of salvation, we think of our Savior, we think of eternal life. And the words that came to my mind was security. There's a sense of security, isn't there? To know that every day, no matter what pit I'm in, no matter what I'm going through, that I have the security to know that God is my salvation. Salvation to me represents security. It represents perspective. There's an eternal perspective. I've often told Donna, we get, you know, stuff goes on in our lives or in our ministry, and we get so caught up in the next agenda or the next rad process or the next thing that we have to do or the next share-a-thon, and you got to put this into perspective. We're all going to be off this planet in 100 years. In less than that. Some of us in 100 days or 100 hours. We're gone. We're off this planet. That's perspective. God says, I am your light and I'm your salvation. And when we go in a dip, that's security. You know what that? Salvation speaks to my heart. Doesn't it? Doesn't that feel good? Doesn't that give you passion to live today? To know that God is your salvation? So I'm thinking, you know, this speaks to my heart. Salvation speaks to my heart. Light speaks to my head. Wow. So what do you think strength speaks to? I am your strength. When you get weary and you get tired, and as we get older, man, I'm telling you, the aches and pains, you know, I don't know if it's just me. I went and saw my doctor, you know, and he said, I think I shared with you, he said, Carlson, you're 58 years old. You're going to hurt. So thanks. What'd that cost me? I could have. I always go home and Donna says, what did he tell you? You're 58 years old. You're going to hurt. He said, I could have told you that for free. Speaks to this sense of strength in our lives, confidence in Christ. At the end of the day, we're all going to have dips.
This is Intentional Living, and Dr. Randy will be back in a moment to continue going through a dip. When you become a monthly member, you'll receive every month Dr. Randy's latest teachings on CD. We'll send you the Intentional Living new member kit, which includes autographed copies of Dr. Randy's bestsellers, Starve for Affection and The Power of One Thing, and the One Thing wristband. Join today. Go to theintentionallife.com or call during West Coast business hours 1-888-888-1717 and press number 4. Thanks. Don't go away. Dr. Randy will be back in just a bit.
What are you holding on to in your heart and mind that you'd really like to release?
Welcome to the Intentional Living Minute. Here's psychologist Dr. Gregory Jantz, our intentional mental health specialist.
God is the answer, and He actually gives you power to cleanse your heart and renew your mind. Romans 12:2 tells us not to conform to this world, but to renew our mind to discern the will of God. Well, the first step is to acknowledge those thoughts are against the will of God. It could be thoughts about yourself, or what you think and feel about others. Take those thoughts captive. Pray every day to remove those thoughts. And pray for the thoughts and beliefs of God to overcome those worldly thoughts. Purposeful prayer and faith in God's ability to transform you. It's a worthy prayer that'll help you obtain the love and peace and joy that God has for you. For Intentional Living, I'm Dr. Greg Jantz.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com.
I heard a testimony the other day where a caller thanked Dr. Randy because, quote, intentional living saved my marriage, unquote. Now, Dr. Randy thanked him, but he also reminded him that it was the Lord who really saved his marriage. As a monthly member of the Intentional Living Center, you can help us continue to have that kind of impact in marriages, families, and lives all over the world. Join today and you'll get the Intentional Living New Member Kit, which contains autographed copies of Dr. Randy's best-selling books, Starved for Affection and The Power of One Thing, as well as the One Thing wristband. And every month, you'll continue to receive Dr. Randy's coaching CDs. Call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-888-1717, and press number 4. Or go online anytime to theintentionallife.com and click on Donate.
With your gift to the ministry, you'll receive not only today's program, but all of them from this multi-part teaching. Go to theintentionallife.com or call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-888-1717, and press number 4. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Now, let's get back with Dr. Randy as he continues his teaching from Going Through a Dip.
Are any of you in a dip right now? Experiencing a dip? Kind of a dip? All right. I mean, this is a, you know, it's not... You're not in a dip because you lack faith. Okay? Now, you may be in a dip because you lack faith, but people in dips are not unspiritual. There's a lot of people in Scripture and throughout history who love God with all their lives that got into dips and got stuck there. Some people are more, seems like some people are more wired to get into dips easier than others. You ever notice that? Some people by disposition or personality or whatever seem to ride through dips. And if you ride a bicycle, when you see a dip coming, what do? You usually want to speed up so you've got that momentum to get you going. And so if you don't prepare for the dip, if you're not ready for the dip, and you're just walking along and fall in a dip, it takes a whole lot more to get out of a dip than it does to go into a dip. Going down the dip is just sort of gravity pulling you into it. It's a part of our experience in life. But to get out of a dip really requires, I believe, sticking in the truth, which is making sure our head is clearly aligned in the truth, knowing Scripture, getting into God's Word, knowing what it says to us, reminding ourselves that even though I'm down, even though I'm going through a loss and I've lost finances or I've lost a job or I've lost a marriage or I'm going through just a time of being down, that there's security in knowing with my heart my salvation, and then that my strength comes from Him. I want to close with something that Shanna found for me from Woodrow Kroll, who is the speaker on Back to the Bible. He wrote a little poem called Start Over. And maybe you can relate to this if you feel discouraged. And I'm saying to all of us as a staff here on Intentional Living and Family Life Radio, and everyone listening, to every one of my friends who's a member of the Intentional Living Monthly Club, you're going to face a dip. And one of the reasons we do our radio program and our whole Intentional Living outreach online is to help you see when you face it. If you align your head and your heart and your hand around the truth of God's Word, you can make it through the dip in your life. Amen? Isn't that true? But when you feel like things have just bottomed out, you got to pick yourself back up and keep going. And Woodrow Kroll says it well in what he wrote called Start Over, and I close with this. He wrote, when you've trusted God and walked His way, when you felt His hand lead you day by day, but your steps now take you another way, start over. When you've made your plans and they've gone awry, when you've tried the best and there's no more try, when you've failed yourself and you don't know why, start over. When you've told your friends that you plan to do, when you've trusted them and they didn't come through, and now you're all alone and it's up to you, start over. When you've failed your kids and they've grown and gone, when you've done your best but it's turned out wrong, and now your grandchildren have come along, start over. When you've prayed to God so you'll know His will, when you've prayed and prayed and you don't know still, when you want to stop because you've had your fill, start over. When you think you're finished and want to quit, and when you've bottomed out in life's deepest pit, when you've tried and tried to get out of it, start over. When the year has been long and successes are few, when December comes and you're feeling blue, God gives a January just for you. Start over. Starting over means victories won. Starting over means a race well run. Starting over means God's will be done. Don't just sit there. Start over. And I think in life, for everyone who gets into a dip, and you're going to be in them, you know, a few of you raised your hands here, others of you just were lying and didn't raise your hands because you're in the dip. But you know, some of you in the dip will be out of it. And others of us will raise our hand a month from now, 6 months from now. Because that's the experience of life. Got to start over and trust God. And remember that the Lord is my light and salvation and my strength. Father, we love you. Thank you for this word of truth from Scripture. Lord, so many of us get into this discouragement cycle like Elijah. We're committed, we're excited, we're trying to be intentional in our life, and we develop confidence and we start moving and we see things happening. And then it seems like, wow, discouragement, resistance, and defeat, and failure. And it'd be so easy, like Elijah, to just say, God, take me. It's over. Of course, we know that the passage goes on to read that Elijah was fed and given time of rest and refocus in his life. It's something we all need. Lord, I pray today that as we walk along and we face a dip that we didn't expect or a dip of our own making, that we won't see it as anything other than an opportunity to recognize again that you are our light and our salvation and our strength. And we love you and thank you for that. In Christ's name, amen.
We're live back in our Intentional Living studio. 3 days going through a dip. I hope you found this encouraging. Members, you've received the teaching every month from the Intentional Living Center to encourage you on your journey. And if you're not a member, what's a member? A person who financially, very intentionally supports the ministry each and every month. It can be set up on the auto-giving program through debit or credit. And when you talk to our staff or go online, you can set up and become a monthly member of the Intentional Living Center. I challenge you to think about and pray about a dollar a day, $30 a month, but whatever God lays on your heart. We got a new member kit we want to send to you. It's a literal kit, a little box. In it will be two of our best-selling books from the Intentional Living Center, The Power of One Thing and Starve for Affection, a book on marriage, the Intentional Living Wristband, and a lot of love from us to you to say thanks, and then ongoing teaching every month. Sign up today. Come and join us. Be a part of this journey. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com, and click on donate. By the way, the information for the upcoming Intentional Love Marriage Conference series is also there online, and you can register for that today as well. Don't miss out. I'm really emphasizing that because I want you to be a part of it. I want to meet you. We're going to have a great time. Hope you'll come. All right, Dr. Jantz is back with me again today, and we're going to be talking with one of our callers, Faith, who's standing by right after this.
Hi, I just wanted to thank your wonderful program to inspire me and keep me faithful through the day, going through so much and so much coming up, and just the thought that I can be so inspired by this radio channel, keeping my heart and mind straight, is just such a gift.
Okay, Greg, Faith has been waiting patiently in Tennessee to talk to us. Faith, welcome to the Intentional Living Center.
Hi, thank you.
Appreciate it. What's been your experience with depression?
Well, depression kind of affects my family. It's strong in the women in my family. My mom and my two aunts take medication. My grandmother took medication. Several of my cousins are on medication, females, all females. So in my own life, you know, I've watched for it, but I'm the chirpy, happy person. This can't happen to me. It's not going to affect me until 2008 when my husband and I suffered the loss of our first child.
Oh, boy.
And it was completely unexpected. I had a perfect pregnancy. There was never any signs. And just boom, she's got a heart condition, you know, 23 days of fighting, and, you know, it was over with.
Sorry.
And as a Christian, I was like, you know, I have faith in God. This isn't going to affect me. I can overcome this. I'm strong enough for this. I can get through this. And, you know, it just is one of the things that you deny. But then my husband started noticing a change in my personality, you know, asking me, honey, what's wrong? And there was nothing I was upset about. There was nothing I was angry about, but I just wasn't happy. Mm. And one of the things that Heather talked about, I heard, you know, she said, you know, exercise and stuff. I started thinking, okay, maybe it's more than just the trigger of a loss. Maybe there's something more going on. And I found out, you know, there's hypoglycemia, you mentioned. I have that, you know, the thyroid problem. You know, everything else, I guess, stacking on top of each other really made me think I need to look into this. And through talking to her, that, you know, her personal story gave me strength to accept what I was denying, look into it, and get help. Mm-hmm. And I do the natural remedies. I do B12 complex with stress formula. I do thyroid, you know, strengthening remedies. I exercise. If the sun's out on a winter day, I'm in it. Mm-hmm. And it's all of those things that you think about, you know, that can be against your personality that would help it, you know. It's just that and the support of Christian women in my church, older Christian women who, you know, have pulled me through. I mean, that's
a word picture, isn't it? You had to be pulled through. Because this was, how long ago did this occur, did you say? 2000, what was it?
2008.
And so how are you doing today, Faith?
Amazingly well. When I was 5 months pregnant with, during that pregnancy, I stood at the funeral of a friend who'd lost a child at 21 weeks. And I thought, oh God, thank you so much for my healthy pregnancy. Thank you for, you know, getting me a healthy baby. And, you know, I would never want to do this. And then, you know, 4 months later, I'm doing the exact same thing. And she took me by the hand and she pulled me through a great bit. And then, I don't know, I guess it was maybe a year and a half later, a close friend of mine lost her child in an explosion, a gas explosion. And I was able to reach behind me and grab her hand and pull her through.
Wow.
And
that's that's a powerful picture. Hey, Faith, thank you for sharing, because I think as we wrap this up today, Greg, she said something that's powerful. How important is it in this process of depression, as we start to, you know, be pulled through it, as she says, to turn around and pull someone else? In other words, getting outside of ourself and reaching into the life of another.
You know, I think we're rescued so that we can rescue others. Mm-hmm. And to have that mentor that's gone ahead of you, and to lock arms with another person's faith, because then you're going to be able to do that for somebody else.
That's powerful. All right. Well, Dr. Greg Jantz, thank you, my friend, for joining us again today.
Oh, such an important topic. Yeah,
it is, and I appreciate it. And Dr. Jantz is the director and the head of the Center, A Place of Hope, that works with people with facing all sorts of things, eating disorders and addictions and depression and sexual abuse and many other things. And he's also a mental health contributor here to Intentional Living with his 1 minute spot, and we appreciate it so much.
Intentional love. Every marriage needs it, but it doesn't just happen.
When I started to show my wife love, she wondered what was going on.
Dr. Randy Carlson can show you how to apply intentional love to your marriage. But right now, it's your move. To make an appointment for the Intentional Love Marriage Conference, coming to Michigan on the 13th and the 15th, Albuquerque on the 27th, and to Arizona early next month.
That's what I showed her. That's what she responded to, and that's what saved our marriage.
Go to theintentionallife.com.
All right. Remember, it's just 1 week from tomorrow. We begin Friday night, the 13th, in Midland, Michigan. And a great place. We're looking forward to being in Midland next Friday, the 13th, and then the 15th, Sunday, in Jackson. So covering Michigan, we're going to have a lot of fun. It's going to be the Intentional Love Marriage Conference. My wife and I, some of our team, as we launch the series this fall, and as you just heard Rob mention, we're also going to be in Albuquerque coming up on October 27th, and then early in November in Phoenix and Tucson. And by the way, last time I checked, Albuquerque was virtually sold out completely. And I'm not sure where the status is today. I know some of the Gold Circle tickets are sold out in some of the locations. So if you've been waiting, this is the time to get your tickets, okay? We look forward to seeing you. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's our website, theintentionallife.com. And there's all sorts of information there. Just to click on events and you'll see it, or it's on the rotating tile as well. The Intentional Love Marriage Conference date night for couples. Going to be a very practical, a lot of fun. Look forward to seeing you there.
Hi, Dr. Carlson. My name is Jessica, and you helped me pray my husband to God through your advice.
Hello, Dr. Andy. My name's Andy, and I thank you for the poster that you sent my way. It was lovely. It was wonderful. I can't wait to get it framed and hang it up on my wall.
Thanks for teaching me to live an intentional life.
Wow, thank you. I mean, I'm more blessed hearing all those stories. Thank you for calling. You know, our comment line is just open to you. I mean, call and say, hey, I got a thought, or here's what God's doing in my life, or thank you is always nice too. But we just love hearing from you at 888-888-1717. And you press number 2, it takes you to our storyline. Number 4 takes you to our staff, assuming they're here during West Coast business hours, right? And they'd love to talk to you. And when you call, you can tell them, Randy asked me to call and tell you that I'm becoming a member of the Intentional Living Center today, and they'll be thrilled to talk to you, and you can sign up. Or you can go online safe and securely at theintentionallife.com, and when you do, you'll see it's there. Just click the donate button. Now, why is this important? Intentional Living is a ministry. It's a mission. It's a 501c3, Parent Talk Incorporated. That's our ministry name. Started with Parent Talk, and now over the years, we've grown to really see that it's intentional living in all of the essential areas of our life. And we're all about one thing. That's teaching some of the principles of intentional living. What does it mean? What does the Bible teach? We're here to encourage you. We're here when you're going through a dip, or when you're not going through a dip, when you're having good days or bad days, with one steady message. And that is that God's intention is that we know His purpose, live His purpose, and finish strong. Because the reality is we're all going to finish someplace. The question is, how are you going to finish? And we're here to encourage you to finish strong. So come and join us. We've got a new member kit, a couple of our best-selling books, and ongoing teaching every month from me to you to say thanks. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Click on donate. Tomorrow we're going to open the phone lines and talk live to couples who maybe you've been through a dip or going through a dip, and what God's teaching you and what the Scripture can teach you. It's going to be very encouraging. So we'll see you then from Intentional Living.